It is a foundation of the American law that states or federal statutes cannot override the state or federal constitution. Despite this clear prohibition, the Tampa Housing Authority continues to act as if it may violate federal laws in the name of redevelopment of Central Park Village in order to rid Tampa of this blighted housing area.
That prompted Housing Authority Director Jerome Ryans to say that his attorneys say that allegation is not true.
And we do have our own legal opinion about the whole entire situation, but these issues we have hashed out over the last 2.5 years. We've gone over them and over and over and over again. But clearly, you know, it's gotten to a point now where it's just a waste of time. But I will say to you that our attorney will discuss with you, you know, what our issues are and what we feel the law has said, the law is doing, what it allows us to do.
The discussion took place during the CRA portion of the council meeting on Thursday, chaired by Councilman Thomas Scott. It was nearly exactly a year ago when Scott, at the time serving on the Hillsborough County Commission, proposed his own series of questions that he demanded be answered regarding the project. Those questions brought a torrent of criticism on Scott, which we remarked upon today.
Central Park Village is not a new issue. I fought this issue back in November. It ain't nothing new. Same questions, okay? Let's be clear on this. When I was ripped up and down, back, front, and side by the media, Tom Scott was out on the forefront on this issue. Okay? Now, let me follow. I talked with someone from the Housing Authority. They said to me that they have answered all of the questions that Mr. Evans has raised. Now, I'm just telling you, I'm forwarding this over to council to further look at these 8 questions that he has raised. And at some point, you can report back to us in our next meeting on your findings.
Okay, yes, sir.
There's also a dispute on whether or not Ryans has met with James Evans about his questions. Ryan said Evans had plenty of opportunities to make his concerns known.
We've had hundreds of meetings in Central Park on Tuesdays from 6 to 7:30. Mr. Evans has been more than welcome to come down there and ask his questions or raise any issues he needs to raise. He chose not to do that.